let's try and see if we can remember some of the good stuff. So you're saying that mostly in the past you've remembered bad stuff, right? Okay. It seems like everything you remembered about Watson wasn't very good, and now you're realizing you were wrong. It was the gospel reading from the book of Mark that helped you figure this all out. So what are you going to do about that? Oh, that's a great idea. You're going to work on forgiving him and remembering how he changed because of Jesus and all the good stuff that Jesus did. What made him change from a crotchety old ram to an important, caring member of your family? You really should say this yourself. Okay, so the story goes that Watson was quite the ram about town. He thought he was the sheep's baa. That's kind of like the cat's meow, but for sheep. Okay, let's don't get too far off topic. So Watson would go all around the town, that town being Jerusalem, saying that he was the greatest. And whenever the other sheep saw him coming, the ewes especially would scatter away because they didn't want Watson to be mean to them. Sounds like he was kind of a bully. Okay, so what did change him? One day he was trotting himself around, and he looked up and he saw a cave that looked like a burial cave. He didn't figure anybody was in there because the stone that would have sealed off the cave was moved to the side. So he gingerly tip-hoofed. Remember, sheep don't have toes, so they can't tiptoe. Tip-toofed over to the to see what was going on, and he peered inside. And he remembered hearing that this was the place where Jesus had been buried. But he looked in, and Jesus was not there. But there was a young man dressed in white, and he had no idea who that could be. And then he heard something moving behind him, and he realized there were three women walking behind him, and they seemed very sad. He wasn't sure who they all were, but at once he recognized Mary Magdalene because she once yelled at him to stop being a bully. And she even told on him to Jesus. Boy, that was a scary moment for Watson. But Jesus told him not to be afraid. He told Jesus that he was so sorry. And Watson was so surprised when Jesus looked at him with loving eyes and reminded him that he had been created by God. And then Jesus blessed him and he forgave him. After that, Watson really, really tried to be better, but he didn't always succeed. Then he heard that young man tell the women to not be afraid, that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Watson knew that everyone needed to hear this good news, and he was ready, and as the ram about town, to go out and tell the disciples what had happened. And the young man in the cave, before he could move, told the women to go and tell Peter and the others. At that moment, Watson realized that God loved everyone. The women were chosen to spread the word so that God could show that he loved the ewes and the rams all the same. And he treated everyone with respect and kindness after that. He was indeed a changed sheep. The other sheep in the flock could hardly believe it. And there were some who continued to say that Watson was a grumpy, bullying ram. But most everyone knew better. It was realizing that Jesus loved him so much that he died for him. And remembering when his good shepherd blessed him and forgave him, that changed him for good to be a better sheep. Watson was known for figuring things out. He knew that the women would tell the good news to the disciples, but he realized that it was his job to go and tell the rest of the flock. Now, rumor has it that many years later, a sheep also named Watson, a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of this Watson, helped a man named Watson solve a lot of crimes for a man named Sherlock and try to find the bad guys. Now, that's just a rumor, and we won't get off track. But the truth is that Watson went on to tell as many people as would listen how he figured out just how wonderful Jesus was And about that time, Jesus reminded Watson that he was made by God and loved by God. And he heard that. He heard God speak to him. There's one of my favorite poems, and I actually like it as a choral production that I had the privilege of singing some years ago. It's The Lamb by William Blake. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Give thee life and bid thee feed by streams and o'er the mead. Give thee clothing of delight. Softest clothing, woolly and bright. Give thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child and thou a lamb. We are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee. I read quite a few different things when I'm preparing what I'm going to say. And I read a sermon by a Reverend Phil Hooper, which is posted on the Episcopal website. And it begins with these words. What is loved is resurrected. That is the proclamation of this singular, eternal day when the dawn kisses the darkness and wipes away its tears. As sunlight pours itself out into the morning sky, so has the Son of God poured out his fullness, so that in the light of this impossible, wondrous moment, we might finally perceive his purpose. I was so moved by the words that he wrote that I was tempted to use this whole sermon this morning. But I decided just to choose that little bit because it was so powerful to me. I've never considered the concept that God loved was resurrected on Easter Day. Not just Jesus, but the whole of creation, everything that we know and love. In the world at that time, things weren't going so well. People turned away from God, and God knew that the only thing that could fix things was for him to send Jesus to us. He sent his Son to remind us that when God finished the creation, he said, it was good. Now, as we go forward celebrating love resurrected, it is our responsibility to declare that love that we know and through Jesus, we need to declare that to the whole world. That's a big call. We can't travel all over the whole world, but we can travel within our world and make sure that the message of love is told. Can we do it? Can I do it? Well, yes, we can. I can with God's help. Psalm 100, verse 3 says, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So today, we must leave this place and go into the world to places where we're not always comfortable. We need to look for miracles and share those miracles of Easter with everyone and anyone that we meet. Fear not. The women were afraid, but Jesus tells us to fear not. They were told that he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you. And in their fear, they found the courage to go forward to find Jesus. Are you ready to go to Galilee? Are you ready to meet your Savior? Amen. I invite you to stand.